It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Wednesday, March 7th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. It's the 66th day of 2007. 299 days remain. It's Metallica Day in San Francisco, first observed in 1999 and enacted by then-Mayor Willie Brown. It's also Teacher's Day in Albania and Veterans Day in Laos. Today is also one of the two dates mentioned for the first ever jazz recordings release, Nick LaRocca's original Dixieland Jazz Band and Dixie Jazz Band One Step. Today is the day in 1939 that Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians first recorded Auld Lang Syne. A number of non-musical things also happened on this date. We'll get to the big one in just a moment. Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for his telephone today in 1876. The first one wouldn't actually ring for a while. Finland became just the third country to grant women the right to vote on this day in 1906. The decree granted universal suffrage among its citizens, except for those men and women who were supported by the state.
The president referred to the events in Selma as an American tragedy. And throughout the nation, even in Canada, there were marches through the streets of towns and cities. In New York's Harlem, more than 15,000, half of them white, filed somberly through the streets in quiet but agonized protest.
It was today in 1965 in Selma, Alabama, that the event soon dubbed Bloody Sunday occurred near the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Police forcefully broke up a civil rights march that was to have ended in Montgomery, some 50 miles away. They made it about six blocks.
Because it's not just Negroes, but really it's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice.
Maurice Ravel, born on this date in 1875 in France. Tammy Faye Baker Messner, born today in 1942 in International Falls, Minnesota.
Could you turn that racket down? I'm trying to iron in here.
And it was today in 1988 that Divine passed away in his sleep at the age of 42. When dressed as a man, he was Harris Glenn Milstead. There are two other notable passings on this date, Aristotle, 322 BC, and Stanley Kubrick, 1999. Finally, for the seventh day of March, it was today in 1912 that Roald Amundsen announced that he had reached the South Pole back on December 14th, and well ahead of Robert Scott's team. More about that expedition and about the 1965 marches in Selma, Alabama at provoicetracks.com/almanac. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training at provoicetracks.com.